An area of low pressure will track to our northwest coming up tonight, and that will drag a cold front across the region. In advance of the front today, it's been somewhat warmer, as temperatures have come up above freezing just about everywhere. We've even seen a few areas touch the 40-degree mark this afternoon. But those changes are just on the doorstep or even into the front door at this point, as we have seen some mixed rain and snow showers develop, and we'll keep that chance for some rain and snow showers through early this evening, changing to mainly snow showers later at night, mainly north and west of the capital region. As the front whips on through, the wind will begin to kick up later tonight, so it will turn breezy mainly towards daybreak, as our temperatures fall back into the teens and 20s by first thing tomorrow. And tomorrow is going to definitely have that wintry feel once again, as that low pressure area is to our northeast. We'll see a good deal of clouds around and some snow showers from time to time, and there's even going to be some lake effect snow in areas to the west of the capital region. Again, that wind is going to be whipping through the day, gusting at times up over 30 miles per hour, and with highs only in the 20s to around freezing, it is going to feel quite a bit cooler, especially when those wind gusts do flare up. It's going to be another gusty day on Thursday, though we should see a little more sunshine and a little bit less in the way of snow shower activity. The snow shower should be confined mainly to the mountains on Thursday. By Friday, high pressure will start the day off, so we'll see sunshine for the morning, and then some middle and high clouds will come in for the afternoon. But it's going to be a much less windy day, and also a milder day, as temperatures will come back up into the 30s in most areas. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mixed rain and snow showers this evening, changing to snow showers later at night, low 18 to 24, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, windy, high in the 20s to around 30. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, mixed rain and snow showers this evening, changing to snow showers later at night, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers and areas of lake effect snow, windy, high in the 20s to around 30. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers this evening, partial clearing later at night, areas of fog, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of snow showers, windy, high 28 to 34. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain or snow showers this evening, partial clearing later at night, areas of fog, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, windy, high 26 to 32. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of snow showers mainly in the mountains, windy, high in the 20s and lower 30s, and on Friday, a mix of sunshine and afternoon high clouds, with highs mainly in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.